This is Journeys from the Land of Jaw, a missional tale. I'm Pastor Phil Wyman from the Gathering at Salem in Salem, Massachusetts. This is Chapter 9. You say this is merely a big circle inside the Land of Jaw, and if we travel long enough, we will eventually return to the spot we are standing on now. A wide road laid out before the adventurer and the adventurer's father, and the father could not believe that his whole life he and the elders of the village had taught that the road led to the borders of the Land of Jaw. Some questions need no answer. They are merely the musings of the astounded mind, and as such the adventurer simply allowed his father to stand on the road and stare in a believing disbelief. After a few minutes, the adventurer's father shook his head as though attempting to reassemble loose thoughts, and said, "Well, my world is not what I thought it was. Let's go see what it has become." And turning to the right in the direction which the adventurer traveled on his first journey, they began their walk on the wide path. "Widdershins, we turn to meet our brethren in the Land of Jaw," Father mused out loud and hoped it wasn't foretelling. For most of the day they traveled, and Father was surprised at the distance to the nearest town. In their little village, they had believed the Land of Jaw to be a small place with few people beside themselves living in it, and now, after walking for most of the day, they had yet to come to the first town, and the wide road still spread out flat before them as far as the eye could see. By early evening, they came to a signpost pointing them to the left to the town. The sign said, "Greater Faithville." The road took them down into a dry valley of small scrubby oak trees and brown and gray brush. Along the path they met a long-faced family of a mother and three sons, teenage years and younger, traveling away from the town. The family plod along the path with the mother and the eldest son pulling a cart of their possessions and moving at a pace far too slow even for a funeral procession. The adventurer and his father stood at the side of the road until they arrived. "Why are your faces so long? And where are you going with all your possessions?" asked Father. The mother of the boys looked up slowly from the ground at which she had been staring. "My husband died 3 years ago today, and we had believed that Jaw would deliver us and bring him back to life after some days. But our faith was not strong enough. Now we are alone, and we must leave this town." The younger boys cried, and the eldest scowled with betrayed anger. "Surely you have family in the town who will help you in your time of need?" Father asked the grieving family. Dropping her head and looking back to the ground, the mother sadly replied, "We have been told we do not belong here, and so we will leave the Land of Jaw forever. There is no hope and nobody for us here." The adventurer's father offered to find a place in their village or bring them home to the little cottage community, but the widow and the eldest son refused any help and instead insisted they would leave the Land of Jaw forever. Now, wondering what kind of town they were headed to, the lowering sun burned in their eyes and cast a long, forlorn shadow toward them from the scrubby oaks. They came to the top of a rise in the road, and the town sprawled out below them, deep in the valley. It was a squarish, rather large town with simple wooden structures, which appeared to have large facades attached to the front of the small buildings. As they stood squinting into the setting sun, wondering what kind of garish, inhospitable town they were approaching, a loud, triumphant shout came from above them in the trees just off the side of the road. Startled, they looked up only in time to catch a man leaping out of a tree like a screaming tree frog and diving into the dry bushes below. He crashed on his belly with a great crash and flattened the center of the bush. The flying man spit and muttered and let loose a few whispered unmentionables and rose up out of the center of the bush to stand face to face to the adventurer and his father. Flying man stood staring at the two travelers. All three stared at each other, blinking slowly, not knowing what to say. "Are you all right?" asked the adventurer finally. Flying Mad stood stone still, but his eyes darted back and forth as if he was looking for words flitting about his head like flies, with a big smile breaking across his face, spitting out some dusty bush leaves, and with a hearty laugh he responded, "Glory! Hallelujah! Praise Jah! Glory!" Now the travelers were more surprised and speechless than before. "Did you see that? I can do anything by faith in Jah. I can fly like a bird. It's a miracle." "Yep, it's a bona fide miracle." The travelers stood big-eyed as Flying Man chattered on and pontificated with a homespun drawl about signs and wonders and the power of great faith. He appeared to know they were visitors to the town and invited them down to stay with him for the night. In no time, they were chatting and walking and making their way to the strange city with the small flat buildings with the large facades. Before they reached the edge of the town, the adventurer's father asked Flying Man about the family they had passed on the road out of town. "We met a family who lost their father 3 years ago. They said they had been rejected and did not belong here anymore. They were leaving town and said they would leave the land of Jah never to return again. Do you know them?"
"Oh, heck, don't worry about them. They'll be just fine with a little faith in Jah. They've been leaving here every day for 3 years. They'll be back before it's dark, and their family will talk some faith right back into them."
Flying Man and the travelers walked into town of Greater Faithville. The sun was now setting behind the hills, and the graying hues of twilight began to rest upon the buildings. It was quiet and still. The town was in for supper time, Flying Man informed the travelers. A gentle, steady, warm breeze blew, and tumbleweed slowly bounced across the dusty dirt street.
"Welcome to Greater Faithville," Flying Man triumphantly announced. "Why, it's a city of kings and prophets. Just look what Jah's done for the people of great faith. Palaces, mansions, castles, and every business exceeds all expectations of success."
They were now walking on Main Street, and the adventurer and his father were looking at wooden facades of the businesses and homes they had seen from the hill above on their way into town. One large facade looked like a fairy tale castle and was painted in garishly bright colors of blue and pink. A shoe repair shop had the massive facade of an ancient temple and boasted in bold letters across the front, "All souls repaired here, Jah's choice in foot care." One business after another, one home after another, was a facade front building with a mock-up of some great edifice of building, castles, palaces, temples, and mansions, only to be revealed behind the large facade fronts as a smallish, single-story business or house a quarter of the size of its front. Turning off the main street and walking a few blocks, the three came to the house of Flying Man. A grotesque and dark cathedral facade fronted a small cabin. Entering through the double doors of the cathedral face, they entered into a small one-room wooden cabin with a table, a wood stove, and enough narrow beds around the walls for Flying Man and a few visitors.
"Well, my friends, my palace is your palace tonight. We eat, we pray, we sleep, and tomorrow's a big day in Greer Faithville, because it's the day of the miracle meeting."
Neither the adventurer nor his father knew what to do with the idea of a miracle meeting, and together made faces which showed their ignorance.
"Don't you worry, friends. You're going to find the miracle you need tomorrow at the miracle meeting."
Simple meat and potato supper, with grace by Flying Man. A grace as long as a medium-length speech for Jah's superabundant blessings, was followed by an evening of discussion. The adventurer shared his stories and future visions of travel to alien lands, finding the dispossessed and oppressed and bringing them to a home in the land of Jah. Flying Man listened to these stories and visions intently, with the dreamy eyes indicative of an adventure. They prayed together, with Flying Man leading the way, making it difficult to get a word out between his infrequent breaths. Then the three men fell into a comfortable night of dreams, of flying, walking on water, and miraculously feeding the hungry people of the world. A person's dreams are somehow always larger and greater faithful, it seems. Journeys from the Land of Jaw, Chapter 9, A Missional Tale.